This is JIS News. Coming up, Pan American Health Organization pledges to support Ebola response in the region, Jamaica participating in emergency risk communication training workshop in Barbados, and draft policy to improve development approval process currently before Parliament. The news in detail after this message.
Cover all drums, barrels, tanks, buckets, and any other container that is used to store water. Repair leaky pipes and outdoor taps. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. The Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization, PAHO, WHO, says it is committed to bolstering the required skills of all countries in the region should Ebola spread to Latin America and the Caribbean. Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, gave the commitment Tuesday while addressing representatives from across the region, including Jamaica, at an emergency risk communication training workshop in Barbados.
PAHO WHO is committed to bolstering all of the required skills in the countries to respond to a possible introductory case of Ebola in Latin America and the Caribbean and to contain it.
The start of the Emergency Risk Communication Workshop coincided with the 17th special meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM held in Trinidad and Tobago Tuesday. The special meeting was convened to review action by CARICOM member states in response to the chikungunya outbreak and the threat of Ebola. Jamaica was represented by High Commissioner to Trinidad, Sharon Saunders. In the meantime, more than 100 delegates from 30 countries across the region, including Jamaica, are participating in an emergency risk communication training workshop now underway in Barbados. The three-day workshop got underway Tuesday, November 4, and was organized by the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, World Health Organization, WHO. Delegates will examine current and potential risks to health, including influenza-like illnesses, chikungunya, dengue, hemorrhagic fever, and the Ebola virus disease. Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of PAHO, says participants will focus on preparedness as well as risk communication and the need to deliver clear and consistent messages to the public, healthcare workers, and the media.
The key principles of risk communication are trust and transparency. The goal is that our concerned publics heed our request, whether that is to take their temperature or to follow a prescribed protocol.
The training aims to strengthen the national risk communication capacities of participating countries in keeping with the International Health Regulations 2014-2016 National Extension Plans and the Pandemic Influenza Preparedness Framework. A draft policy to improve the development approval process is currently before Parliament. The new policy, tabled as a green paper, aims to reduce the time taken for decision-making. Senior Director for Development Planning, Policy and Management in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Rolin Alvaranga, says the policy is a joint submission with the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development.
The maintenance of the submission is the implementation of electronic tracking system that can indicate to the monitoring agencies the time that a comment in our development approval agency takes to process an application. And by doing so, we'll know where the bottlenecks are and where to encourage more efficiency in the process.
Mr. Alvaranga was speaking at a JIS think tank session on World Town Planning Day Tuesday. He says larger developments that have greater economic impact will be processed by a joint technical team comprising the ministry, local planning authorities, and the National Environment and Planning Agency. Smaller lots will be processed solely by the local planning authorities. This in an effort to increase growth and development and reduce poverty. Phase 2 of cleanup activities aimed at reducing further spread of the chikungunya virus in Portmore will get underway on Saturday, November 8, starting at 7 a.m. The activities will continue in Zone 2 of the municipality on Sunday. Spearheaded by the Portmore Municipal Council, the works will include drain cleaning, open lots, bushing, and fogging. 27 major communities will be targeted over the 2 days. These include Brayton Parkway, Brayton Phase 1, Bridgeview, Bridgeport, Cumberland, Garvey Mead, Independent City, Nagohead, and Portmore Gardens. Acting Mayor of Portmore, Councillor Leon Thomas, says no community within the zone will be bypassed during the two-day exercise. He's appealing to residents to play their part and clean up their immediate surroundings, gather larger waste such as old fridges and stoves, so they can be easily collected by the National Solid Waste Management Authority units. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.